Okay?
Alrighty.
Welcome to America Everyday Life Freedom Podcast, a show with your hosts, Cheyenne Montana Lopez and Luna Widener. Welcome to the show, folks. So here we go with tonight's. We're going to be talking about some very touchy subjects tonight. And it's one of the things that's dividing the country and many countries in the world. As you know, I've been talking about this in previous broadcasts about clothing that the Muslims wear and the head covering in this country, and how they could be hiding weapons under that. Now, I want to read you this article on this. Not just in the United States, we should be having this in same law in the United States. Now, Canada and Quebec province has put a ban on religious things being worn in government proceedings and as well as in buildings, any display of it, including crosses, and Muslims would have to take that off. So we should have the same thing in the United States. Anyway, it's also passed in Ontario province too, that same law. And here in the United States, friends, the Supreme Court ruled we can't have anything religious publicly displayed. Now, get this. And this is during the Obama administration, this was ruled. Now, my friends, do you agree or disagree that Muslims coming to this country as refugees should be American or go back to their country? That's a main issue that's bothering many people in the United States. Here we go, I'm in the Congress, and they're wearing that head covering in Congress. Representative Omar is one of them. And they have a congressman from Michigan doing it, too. Anyway, friends, I want to read you this article. And Linda, you feel free to come in. And anyway, this is a new law, and it's a partial Dutch ban, on face covering clothes that's taking effect in The Hague in the Netherlands. And friends, listen to this carefully. A new Dutch law took effect last week, banning face covering clothing, including the burqa and the is clothing worn by conservative Muslims, women. And this is in public, on public transportation, in government buildings, and at health and education institutes. The Netherlands long seen as the bastion of tolerance and religious freedom is the latest European country to introduce such a ban, following the likes of France, Germany, Belgium, Austria, and Denmark. Muslim and rights groups have voiced opposition to the law, formally called the partial ban on face covered clothing and an Islamic political party in Rotterdam has said it will have to pay. It will pay 150 euro or $160 fines, and this means you'll have to pay fines if you're caught doing this. Anybody caught breaking that law? Now, let's go a little bit further. There was an immediate reports. There were no immediate reports of anybody being fined under the new law, which was passed despite the fact that very few women in the Netherlands wear a burqa, and again, the clothing on their head or their bodies. Anyway, my friends, I'd like to know what you think of this law. And Anna, what do you think about it?
I think it's the American infiltrators foreign illegal aliens and such, people that just want to walk over here onto our country and think that they can really live here against all of our American Republic laws and just patrol around in their little bosom garb that they wear. I don't see any difference between them wearing that and walking into a bank and anybody else wearing a thing balding on their head.
Well, you remember a time, I mean, you were taught growing up, it's disrespectful to wear a hat in a building, and we always were taught, take it off.
I was born to take my ball cap off in the darn courthouse, just
out of class. It's just disrespectful. They should abide by what we're taught if you're going to come to this country. And for all we know, it could, hi, friends, what if they're carrying a grenade under that, or what if they're carrying a bomb, or things to make put the bomb together, and they could play in the city water drains and around the building.
You know that the emergency services in Muslim areas have the head guards that they wear from, they cover them into the blue paper emergency materials. And they had the little holes set out, and they cover the woman from head down to their waist. So if they are in an emergency situation, they are covered from their head to their waist. That's the whole entire torso, their whole entire main area where something would be happening if they were in a high-impact trauma emergency. They gotta leave that shit covered up until they get to a trauma area where they can be treated. So, if it was American, they would be able to be uncovered and be treated. I mean, hell, what's a set of boots? I mean, that's nothing to do with adults. I mean, that's just something you won't see.
Don't you think if they in countries like Syria or Iran, they come over here as immigrants, and they've always known violence is their way, and that's all they know and are taught. Do you think they're not going? You think they're going to forget that easy and what they was taught? And are they going to bring it over here? My opinion, they're going to bring it over here. And they're going to, therefore, that becomes, it's imported terrorism. Imported terrorists become homegrown American terrorists.
Two very important words put together. You're exactly right, Cheyenne.
I think they should be put on a watch list. That's my opinion.
I think they ought to get their ass kicked back to where they come from. They don't need to be on no list. They need to put back on the boat.
Here in Michigan, we have Dearborn. It's the most populated Muslim community in the entire United States. Now, I'm sure it's in the many other cities, which it is. They're scattered throughout this country. And I remember back in the 70s, we didn't have to worry about that. We had a few Indians here, and but they were kind people and good people. And they abide by our laws. And you came over here, you had to become, you was a Christian. And today we become a nation of sects. And again, I'm going to spell it with S-E-C-T-S, folks. Sects. Now, that means different religious cults.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the Jim Jones can happen.
Yeah.
And what if it's your loved one, if you're in a sporting event and they come around, or if you're in church, a Christian church, and they come around bombing. Here they are killing a number of Americans that could be in that church. Or it's a government building. Your sons or daughters or your brothers, sisters, or your mom or dad in there. What are you going to do when it's one of them is attacked? We talk about, we've got the gun violence that's going on in this country, okay? Now, it's time we come to a conclusion to resolve this, Democrat or Republican.
It is time. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not a promoter of violence, and neither is Luna, and neither is anybody that I know. I'm not here as to be racist, which I'm not. I'm here because I speak and stand up for United States of America, the majority of the conservatives who are for the Christian and the right way. And I'm for just like Luna said, send them back to their country they came from. It's not right that the American taxpayer, the working man, is having to pay for them and they're getting that money for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right, folks, to go take a man who has been working to provide for his family 20, 25, 30, 40, and 50 years working on verge of retirement. And all of a sudden, you got this Muslim or this person coming in hollering, you don't have enough of us working there. Let's get rid of that person working that's been there 40 years or 50 years. Mm-hmm. And here he goes and loses all of his benefits. Now, do you think it's right, folks? It's time to stand up and be America.
Friends, I'm
not going to show up either. I'm not going to show up, regardless of how many attacks they come at me, saying I'm racist, I'm not going to show up. But let me share this with you, folks. The illegal Mexicans, illegal So it's coming across our southern borders. California alone. And it's you, the taxpayers, that's giving them the money, the free money. You're paying for it, and they haven't worked. They haven't got proper paperwork. You're paying for their medical care to get free medical care. The same should be given to your sons and daughters, or you, even, if you haven't got health care. They're getting it, and the government's giving it to them. What's going on that we can't, they're getting that we can't get? And here they are getting, even including Social Security benefits.
Correction.
And it's, correction. It's just not right. It's nowhere, no way at all right. It's you, the taxpayers, and we need to demand our Congress stop this excessive waste of dollars to those people.
Now, we are going to stand. We're going to stand right now.
I'm standing my ground, and Luna's standing her ground. We're standing it together as Americans, folks.
That's right. We're going to do it. We're going to make so much noise. You ain't going to be able to hear them Muslims creeping around. You're going to have to watch your heart. We're going to start standing for what's right. You watch. You're going to start standing too, because we're going to make everybody else rise up with us. Y'all going to hear us. Y'all going to agree with what we're saying. It's time for us patriots to stand up and be heard. I mean it. I'm going to say it with every breath I have to say. My dang liberal family, they ain't got nothing to say about it. So I ain't got nobody to worry about pissing off to us. We're just going to say it. We're going to say it. We're going to stand. We're going to join. And we got less than a year to get serious about this shit. Election time, man, y'all. Oh, year. I mean, we got 1 year and just a couple months. You know? Serious. We got to get serious about this shit. I ain't seen hardly anybody even mention 2020, you know, and we got to get in here. You don't have to keep your opponent yet. You just got to stand up and say you're a patriot, you're a conservative,
and start out there and just stand for that. If you don't stand for Christian terms, stand for your right to vote for who you want to. Get in there right there. That's right. Which brings another thing that's in the news. And this is... Not just, this is something happened in the state of Iowa. And this man, I'll share this article with you folks. And it's dealing with Christianity and our religious faith and our beliefs. Now, I've been talking about recently about how the federal government has infringed and forced their rights upon states. And, us, the citizens. And now listen to this, my friends. Now, a religious activist accused of burning four LGBTQ children's books that he checked out of the library in the Iowa town has been convicted of criminal mischief and fined. And listen to that, folks. Just because it's his right, and again, the judge went on to say that the books weren't his. Now, let's tell the truth, real fact here. If you're the taxpayer and you own that library, you're paying for those books. So, technically, the judge is wrong. That book is his, and he has the right to do what he wants to do with that book. And not just that, we as Christians need to unite and stop this kind of pornography being in our libraries that children can get a hold of. For Christ's sake, my friends, if it was you and I, we'd be charged with us as Christians, or even a straight person would be charged with charges of sexual crimes. or we'd be charged promoting sex to a minor, or even indecent exposure. Now, here they are, allowing children to be put into the home of same-sex marriages, man to man, and woman to woman. Now, that's not the way marriage was supposed to be, friends. God doesn't recognize it. Now, here we have been forced by the federal government and the Supreme Court overthrowing states' rights and states' marriage laws. Now, let me finish reading this article to you, my friends. Now, you be the judge. Now, Sioux County Attorney Thomas Constall says 63-year-old Paul Robert Dorr was found guilty of the misdemeanor Tuesday and ordered to pay $125 in fines and court costs. Now, Dorr posted a video on Facebook in October, and this is in which he denounced the Orange City Library for having the books, and then he threw them into a burning barrel. Now, Dorr had fought to have the charge dismissed, and claiming he was singled out for his for prosecution because of his religious beliefs. Now, is any right of a Christian is that we don't have to, that we don't have that? Now, we're taught this. We believe this, that God comes first, folks. Now, would you agree that those books should not be taught, be put in the public library, and that it's not okay for children to be coming out as bisexual or even as gay in schools? Now, schools are saying it's okay for them to come out that way. Now, what happened to when we were taught God in schools? Now, hey, you got any comment, Luna?
My opinion on that, I'll tell you, I do not believe it's right to teach a child anything about being, confusing them about a whole bunch of different varieties of sexuality that, hell, I can't keep up with what they're coming out with now. It's like looking at a damn McDonald's breakfast menu, and they send them all the time. You pull up and look at it and say, well, what am I going to be? I forgot which one I wanted, one or four. You don't even know, seriously, honestly, what they're talking about there. One thing that really, really, really pisses me off, scares me, worries me, and makes me mad about the whole thing is the P that they're putting on the end of it now. Any of y'all can look it up. It's all over the internet. The P is for pedophilia. And it is legal. It's totally legal. I was doing some research on a Virginia candidate for congressman, I think it was, last term. But y'all can find it. It's in there. I'll look it up and I'll have it for y'all next show. But he was arrested for committing pedophilia. And he had child porno in his house. He did not get charged with having sexual relations with his daughter. At the time, she was 5, 7 years old. But he had the videos and all this. Now, when he got out of prison, or whatever he was doing, he probably just had to put somebody's toenails or something for a day or two in jail. But I will have this information for y'all. I saw it Monday. But he started a website and it's totally legal. It's up and running now. I will find it, and I will prove to y'all. It is legal to have that website up. And it's not legal to have sex with children. It is not. It's not legal. But it's legal for him and all these other nasty phone bitches to have that website up to talk about their fantasies of having sex with children. And the LGBT, whatever, Q, and then they're at the PM. Look it up. It's on the internet. I went to Google, typed it in, and it pulls it up. And that's one of their versions. Their versions change. They change per city, district. I don't know. But I researched this myself. I found it. It does exist. And I didn't want to bring it out because it gets so damn scary. They actually used dead infants that didn't make it in the statues of human women, having statues of human women, and they put dead baby fetuses in their hands, and it's called art.
So,
I mean, yeah.
In schools, That would be pedophiles, the teachers who's teaching this, too.
Yeah.
So why ain't they been charged with teaching that? Why ain't they been charged with pedophiles?
Right.
Same way by the libraries. If they got those books in there, why ain't they been charged with pedophile crimes and being put as on the sexual offender list? Yeah, sure. This is your sons and daughters, my friends.
It gets worse. The whole pedophile stuff gets worse than you think.
And the government's all, and these Democrats in Congress, and Democrats in your state legislature, are allowing this, my friends. It's time to change the system. It's time to, we elect a Christian Republican into Congress. Into the state legislature and as governors of the states.
It is. We have got to save morality. I mean, it's so simple. If somebody was in a damn time machine from the 80s or 90s and they was asleep and they woke up now to what the hell we're living in, they would go back. I swear to God, they'd go back to plain peanut butter. I mean, this is dang crazy the way that we are. We are forced to live in this because we ain't getting out and changing it. And we got to start standing up, y'all. We got to start standing. We don't need to wait for somebody to tell us. We just got to start standing. I'm starting to get really upset about all this stuff going on in our country. And we got to save our republic. If not, it's still a republic right now. Do we want it to be?
It is.
Oh, my God. Do we want it to be run by the damn Democrats? Do we want it to be pay as you go? You got to ask for permission to go to work and all this shit? We can't live in democracy, y'all. There is democracy. It's just... Everybody has to dress alike. Everybody has to look alike. Wear the same kind of clothes. I mean, it's the next step to Sharia law. They're bringing in the dang reinforcers right now. The reinforcers are here. They're coming in and welcoming. And we got to stop it before it gets too bad. And my friends, I got this to add to it.
How do you know that those Muslims that bring in aren't pedophiles and they has sex with a 13-year-old over in their country or married a 13-year-old? Here is pedophiling. The government's bringing those kind of people into the United States of America. And it's not just the United States of America. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in France. They're taking more and more of these people in. and it's got to stop. The influxes have got to come to an end. It's time we speak up with our protest, peaceful protest, and our voices be heard, that we want our country back again. We're the bosses. You are our workers in our government, because the government is supposed to be a government for the people, by the people, of the people, in which it stands. Mm-hmm. One nation under God, for God. Indivisible we stand. Now, that's America. Now, and my friends, here we kneel like at football games, and people protesting our flag. Instead of,
you know what? I just want to say one thing. I've been down in the States for several days, and I keep getting mad about stuff. People get to say it, but these people kneeling at these games, I want to tell you, there's two things that gets me in mind of. One is these people that are making all this shitloads of money, and they're kneeling for it. They look to me, and it puts me in the mind of back when the slaves had to kneel to their masters. They are kneeling as a slave would kneel to their masters. Yes, I'll kneel, just give me some money. I'll kneel. That's what it looks like. It looks to me,
Shame on them.
Or your captor shoots you in the damn head. That's what it looks like, kneeling. Kneeling down is a sign of weakness. And the other is when a man or a woman, a military service person, is hurt and injured, their brothers and sisters kneel and pray for them. These bastards kneel. They kneel. What are they kneeling for? When you see these people that are hurt and dying, their brothers and sisters kneel and pray for them. That's what kneeling is. That's what it, for me. And it pisses me off so bad, I want to go up behind them and hit them in the back of the head with that ball bat, because they are kneeling out. And I see an injured service person laying there hurt, and I just picture all brothers and sisters kneeling and praying for them. And it just pisses me off. But that's all I got to say about that. I'm sorry, go on ahead. I didn't mean to butt in on you, brother, but I had to say that.
That's okay. That's what our program's about. That's why we're speaking from Americans. And it's like I said in the broadcast last night and the broadcast two nights ago. It's not that we are racist. We're not. It's simply the fact that these issues that's been on the table and haven't been resolved, even back 150 years ago. It's been boiling over, and it still is boiling over, the troubles in the United States. Now, why can't we come together as a united America, and why can't we have churches, like, for instance, Christian churches, like the Baptist, Church of God, the Methodists? Why can't we have churches like that instead of these Muslim churches that's building mosques on your American soil, my friends? You didn't see that before in the 1970s rising. You didn't see an American president like Obama going, which he did, going kissing the Muslim girl. But my friends, we shouldn't be having even books in the libraries. We own those libraries. They're breaking the law if they're allowing those kind of books in schools, and even to teach it's okay to be gay. It's okay to come out bisexual. It's okay to have sex. And they're doing it to 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds. All the way up to 13 in high school kids. It should be up to the parents to teach that kid. Instead, we've become a nation of fearing.
I'm sorry. Go on ahead.
We've become a nation of fearing. We fear because we have become the weakest. And we've given in to them all this time. Is this making me sick? Go ahead, man.
These Muslims that come over here, great gangs that they have, and they gang up and rape children and young women, they do that for one reason, two reasons. One is to show power, to show they have the ultimate power over that girl. And she will live in fear of them for the rest of her life. Being in fear of all of us for the rest of her life.
And listen to this, too.
Is to make another Muslim person, individual, American Muslim, for bugging rights. I mean, really. These idiots left—they're trying to get. They're saying, "Pass voting rights for 16-year-olds now, right? You've heard all about it. They are setting themselves up to roll right in and get Muslims voting at 16-year-old, and they're raping. I mean, actually raping and making these girls have give birth." To Muslim babies, and they'll never, it's not sex, it's rape. They are raping these women, these girls, and making them give birth. Or they're playing like, oh, you're so pretty, my dear, I love you, you're so pretty, my dear, I love you. You're beautiful, honey, I love you. And these girls believe it. And here comes another vote for the left. Here comes another vote. That's all they're doing.
Now, I want to, which this ties in the same article I was reading to my friends, and it ties in not just what the Supreme Court does, and the Muslims are getting away with wearing their headwear on their head, and also the clothing they're wearing, and listen to this, my friends, this article is about an appeals court. In Pennsylvania, and they ruled in favor. Now, get this. A federal appeals court has ruled that a Pennsylvania county may keep the images of a Christian cross on its 75-year-old official seal. The appeals court in Philadelphia say that the cross does not amount to a government endorsement of religion, noting it appears on Lehigh County seal with many secular symbols. The court's ruling Thursday, now get this, the court's ruling came Thursday, nearly 2 months after the U.S. Supreme Court decided that a 40-foot tall World War One monument. Now, get this: a 40-foot tall World War One monument cross, and it's a memorial cross, can continue to stand on public land in Maryland. In the Pennsylvania case, the Freedom from Religion Foundation and four of its local members object to the cross's inclusion on the county seal and sought an order for its removal. In other words, folks, okay, it's okay you can have the cross on the seal, but you can't have the Ten Commandments in the courtroom now. Here you got Muslims can wear that, and the Supreme Court ruled we can't display any religious symbols in public. Now, and they further won't say that there's a separation of church and state, which is not. This country was founded on our faith. It is founded by God, or God, on that belief. Now, my friends, now, it sounds like the government is a two-face there. Now, if they're allowing it, and yet, says the Supreme Court, no religious symbols can be worn in public on display, or no public displays of anything religion, including the Christmas nativity scene on a public courthouse. Yet, you got Muslims that walk in there with that on their head, that clothing. Why ain't they being banned from this display?
You know, the in the same article that you were reading, the Freedom from Religion Foundation the largest in the United States anti-religion foundation, atheists they are 900 of them people went to fight this and keep that symbol from being shown. 900 people out of, they have thousands, they're nationwide, but 900 people showed up to fight for that cross to be put down. How many people, patriots, do you think we can get to show up for that? We don't do it. We got to start pulling together, y'all. We really do. And I'm one office. I'm one office that's got to get in there. I'm not saying I have been. I haven't been. But I will be. I mean, I don't have the money to get my car going yet, but as soon as I can get my car on the road, I will be doing an event. I will be supporting other events. I just need about $700 to have a head job on my Jeep. As soon as I come up with that, I'll be running the race. But we're doing events, and we are, you know, setting them up, and everybody that can do them are doing them. But, you know, I'm doing everything I can until I get $700, you know.
Now, my friends, I want your comments for our show. And I welcome aboard Luna Widener as my co-host. And each week we'll be talking about something different each night we broadcast. We're about America. We're patriots for America. We're patriots for America the way it's originally supposed to be. Written the way our forefathers wrote the Constitution. Now, where is it we have to have laws for same sex? Where is it we have to have laws added on the Constitution and amendments that we have to have, when it says all are created equal already? We shouldn't have to add amendments on saying that they have rights when it's already in the Constitution. We are patriots. We are patriots for America, speaking up for America. We're tired of being run over by our enemies, and the enemies of Satan, and the enemies who are the enemies of God. After all, this Stars and Stripes, our flag, is about God. And without God, we're nothing. I stand gladly to say I'm an American patriot. And I will stay that way until the day I die. Until God has taken me home. I want that America safe back like it was in the 1970s. Like it was in the 60s and 40s when we were patriotic and we taught patriotism in the school. Instead, my friends, those NFL players like the San Francisco Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers did that time. Kneeling is American flag, and this is during our national anthem. Instead, he should do it peaceful protests. That's the way you do it. You do it by protesting, walking the sidewalks, instead of putting America to shame. It was a shame of what he did. He should have stood and saluted the American flag. Any NFL owners having that on the field should fire those players. Ban them from NFL. Ban them from any sport. Any teacher who is not saying the American Pledge of Allegiance or the Pledge to God, the pledge to put over your heart and say, I'm an American, or to sing our national anthem, you should be fired and not be allowed to work. If you're going to do that, you need to go back. You need to go to those countries that allows that, where you don't have to stand. Countries like Russia, countries like China. Then go be one of them. Then get out of our country if you're going to not stand and sing the national anthem. If you're going to kneel, get out. Then walk with your head between your legs because you're the weakest. While we remain strong because we're standing for our flag. And we're standing up gladly to say we are America. Luna, I want, before the show closes on our broadcast, something we forgot on our broadcast last night was how the donations for the American Patriot Warriors, okay? We forgot to mention that last night on the air. Will you tell the folks, are you asking for monetary funds, or are you a non-taxable organization?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, anybody that feels that they can, feels that they want to help APW to be able to have gas money to go to an event or anything like that, we do take non-taxable tax.
Tax-free?
Yes. But it is totally acceptable, and we appreciate it. And my website is AmericanPatriotWarriors.us, and I will have an account set up on that tomorrow, Monday. Monday I have an account set up on that. And we'd appreciate it. But if you don't have it, just send prayers, you know, send anything that you can to help us out, and it will be appreciated. And I appreciate y'all. God bless, and deals in need.
And that would, my friends, that would also not just include help financial-wise for the American Patriot Warriors. Donations, and again, that's tax-free, and that's, they're not taking up money from the government, not getting no money from no charities. It's it's totally tax-free. Friends, any donations for me, blankets of food, even to organizations, because they help. The group of the American Patriot Warriors is a worthy cause. They help out with everyone who needs help. Whether it be the veteran, the family, whether it be the inmate just getting out of jail, or the poor and the struggling, they will come to your help, come to you, and be glad to help you. Be good in your heart. Be good to your heart. And others will be good back to you. God bless America.
We have several members in several states all over. And as soon as we get everybody up and running, like I said, this weekend, If you can, you know, we will have a state in different areas that, it, you know, you can't, it'll cost like you can't send canned food to every state. That would be way too expensive. But if you know of anybody in any state that you can get to and let any state that we are represented in know if anybody has an issue that we can help with, let us know and we will get help as soon as possible.
Well, Luna, it's time we come to a close. And we can say so long, and God bless America. God bless everyone. We thank you for listening in to America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show with your host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez and Luna Widener.
Thank you. That's great. See you in the next.
And thank you for tonight. A wonderful show. God bless you.